Pastors Tony and Steve, how does God help control emotions?
I want to give hope to a person who feels like they're sort of enslaved to their emotions right now. I've been spending a lot of time lately praying about this very issue. And something that the Lord has shown me, and take it or leave it, is that emotions are only temporary. They're certainly very, very temporary. And with that in mind, whatever their motivation is, whatever the reason God gave them to us, has to be a temporary reason. There has to be something more permanent, more lasting, to carry us through whatever it is. And I realized, so what's the purpose of our emotions? And what the Lord showed me is that our sense of the cause of doing what is right, God's Holy Spirit dwelling within us, is sort of the engine. But the emotions tend to be sort of the ignition. And what happens is, often what happens is, we are driven by some emotion to do something. And then in doing that particular thing, what we find is that it won't last very long unless there's something that actually runs the engine beyond the ignition. And I've heard it said, I think it was Ravi Zacharias who had said, that the heart has a terrible habit of making a convert of the mind. And it's a very dangerous thing when we get to this place where we're so run and ruled by our emotions. And it can happen. And many of us have trained ourselves in such a way that what happens is that we're totally unstable, tossed to and fro, which the Bible defines, by the way, as spiritual immaturity.
Emotions can be a driving force, Pastor Tony, in a church service where a decision to follow Christ is made because of music. It stirred my emotion. Music is very emotional. It can stir a person to receive Christ or make a decision to come forward, raise a hand, pray a prayer. Emotion, love is an emotion, a very strong emotion, which can oftentimes be very dangerous in a dating relationship when one individual is a Christian and the other is not. Fear is another very strong emotion, which all of these, I believe, God can control in an individual's life when that person, again, submits their life to the Lord and desires to follow after Him. Does it mean that I'm not going to be in some way touched by these emotions, that emotions are good? No, God has created these in our lives to feel sad, to feel grieved, to feel happy. But again, for these to control our lives, and when I give my life undue preeminence over these emotions, that is when a life becomes unstable. And like you said from the scriptures, becomes unstable in all their ways.
Mm-hmm. The good news is the replacing the temporary fire of emotion can be the permanent drive of God's Holy Spirit. And when He tells us to walk in the Spirit, that He has given us a whole new motivation in our whole new birth. And in that, God's Holy Spirit drives us to things that are so much more lasting and so much more permanent. And instead of that emotion of attraction that consumes us, we realize that the love that God defines is a love of selflessness and service and sacrifice that can only happen when God is driving at the wheel. So how can a person find victory over being contumaciously controlled by their own emotions? The Bible tells us that when God implanted His Holy Spirit, it starts to bud and flourish and ultimately produce fruit. And the end of that fruit, in that beautiful list there in Galatians 5:22, is where it says self-control. And that God ultimately wants to be the Lord, as we're told to love Him with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our spirit and all of our being and all of our strength. And in that, God Himself wants to be the Lord over it, and He will lord over it. And in that, He won't rob us of our emotions and take them away. He'll just remove their reign in our lives. And isn't that what we want?
Pastor Tony, could it also be thought of and said that God, in some way, when we were walking with Him and serving Him, that we do, in one sense, sense Him or feel Him, feel His touch or feel His presence or His nearness? If I'm serving the Lord and walking in faith and doing something great in His name, we get a sense emotionally that He is near. And I think that's just the hand of God encouraging us to continue to press in, to serve him, to walk by faith and not by sight. But I think he shows up every once in a while and taps us on the shoulder and to encourage us to communicate to us that he is near. And we sense, wow, that was an emotional service. I really sensed God here. Mm-hmm. But again, given that undue place of preeminence, we need to watch out. Wouldn't you agree with that? Or
yes, I think it's wonderful. And I think that just like in a marriage relationship, God still sparks the romance here and there. But the commitment is what carries the relationship. And the romance just keeps it exciting.